Good morning. We continue Chayodah Mekhlal Sama Zayin. We did Simen Tesvav. There's the last case which the Chayodah discusses is Simen Tesvav. Really, is on a little bit different topic than what we've been discussing until now. So let's just sort of expand what we discussed in the first part of Simen Tesvav, and we'll come to the end of Simen Tesvav in an upcoming shir. So we pointed out that Talmud Torah is Gadol Mikibud Av V'Em. And similarly, marrying a woman is as well. So this halacha is not limited dafka to. So basically, the child does not have to listen to the parents' directive of how to do the mitzvah, who to marry, where to learn, etc. But the Chayyim also presents it in the concept of Talmud Torah is gadol mikibud av v'em. So when you have a conflict between Talmud Torah and Kibbutz Avayim, we need to clarify what is the halacha. So seemingly we should argue that if a child is learning and the mother says, you know, can you please come help me clean up the house? So the child should argue, all the children out there which are listening, says, you know, I'm sorry, Ma, I'm learning right now. Talmud Torah is Gadol Mikibbutz Avayim. So that's the Poskim say that, you know, we don't use the din of Talmud Torah to pater a person from Kiyum Mitzvahs. What we're saying over here is when you're discussing the general Talmud Torah of the individual, how he's going to learn, where he's going to see Hatzlacha, that we will, it's within the purview of the child to decide that, not the father. But when you have a direct conflict between Kibbutz Avayim and Talmud Torah, in general, we do not use Talmud Torah as a pater from Kiyum Mitzvahs, because otherwise the person will be sitting and learning the whole time and not doing mitzvahs, gadol talmud shel mevi l'idei ma'aseh. The Mor says, however, if it's a mitzvah which is efshar la'aseh l'idei acherim, you should learn and let somebody else do the mitzvah. But over here, the kibbutz avayim, you cannot shift the kibbutz avayim that you're doing to anybody else. So in that case, a person would interrupt from their limud and help. Obviously, if it's going to be a situation where that's an ongoing problem, so that's like, then it goes into the cloud that the Chayyim is discussing, that the child has a right to define how to do kibbutz avayim. How to do Talmud Torah in a way which is more beneficial to him. So he says, you know, I want to continue learning. I want to go elsewhere to learn. That I shouldn't be interrupted. A person would be allowed to do so. Again, obviously, a person needs to get direction from a Mara Hiroa to make sure that they don't abuse this concept. Let's say a person is sitting and learning in Beis Medrash, and his father comes for a visit, he's not there. Is there any chiyuv to go inform the child that the father is here, so she should come to kibbutz avayim? And so this question was brought down in a sefer called Oyel Yaakov, and he brings in this case, and he says that one is not mechuyev to inform the individual about the father being there. Of course, if the arrangement was such that he wants to be informed, he's allowed to be informed, but there's no chiyuv to inform him or to interrupt his learning to do the kiyum of kibbutz avayim. What about a situation, now let's move to a little bit different case, not Talmud Torah. We said this concept not limited to Talmud Torah. So the father is not wants the child to walk to work. It's safer. He doesn't like the fact that he's riding some type of a bicycle or a scooter, something of that sort. He feels not safe, and the child says that if he takes this mobile device, he will be able to go to Tefillah B'Tzibur and then get to work on time. If he walks, he will miss Tefillah B'Tzibur. So here the father is concerned about the needs of the child. He's concerned about safety, similar to the case we discussed before, and he's basically telling the child not to go to Daven because he's concerned about safety. So again, so the child would not be mechuyev to listen to the father in that situation, not to do a mitzvah because the father has this concern. The father's concern would not be overriding to his opportunity to do a mitzvah. Person discuss a case where parents come for a visit and they tell the children don't invite any guests. Now the child normally has guests over, and he doesn't want his guests to lose the opportunity to come. But the father is saying, don't invite guests. The father is telling him not to do a mitzvah under the umbrella of kibud av v'aim. So if that would be a logical presentation, parents coming for a visit, they want to have some intimate time with the child really should listen to the father and not invite. If, however, it's an irrational type of the father said, I'm not comfortable when there are guests there. It doesn't bother me, the intimacy. The father is just, I don't like guests. Some type of an irrational type of a statement. So the person can say in that situation, the child is not mechuyev not to do a mitzvah, because that, even though the father will not be happy with that, the father will be uncomfortable with that. So Riyashim is on record that the father will have some discomfort from that. The same, the father will have discomfort from being concerned this child's in the city, which is dangerous. But you have a right to do the mitzvah Talmud Torah in the best way possible. You have a right to do Achlos Zarchim. The father cannot cause you to refrain from Achlos Zarchim because of his emotional concern, etc. So we see that it's not limited to Dafka to Talmud Torah. This applies to other mitzvahs as well. Have a good day.